Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great love of God, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He want to make a real change in your life, to take you off the wrong road, place you on the right road. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that behind prison bars. And we are here on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. We have his teacher series coming from the 1 John, the 4th chapter. We're going to continue the message on today, so I'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. For those that are incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. It's very important, people, to read this Bible for yourself. Because there's a lot of people out here telling you what man's ideals. Amen. But I'm telling you, we need to understand this, what this Bible reads and what it said. Praise the Lord. Jesus come to save you from your sins. Not to save you in it, but to save you from it. And the Lord come to take sin out the sinner. And when the Lord takes sin out the sinner, your life changes. The things you used to do, you don't do no more. And if your life hasn't changed, you need to go back and get it again. Because you cannot go to heaven in your sins. Praise God. Amen. And people need to understand and know that. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in St. Matthew 5 and 8, where Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." That's what the Bible said. Praise the Lord. Amen. So you know that Jesus came to purify ourselves so that we can be pure. Praise the Lord. Let's go back to 1 John, the 4th chapter. And start reading at verse number 2. What did the Bible say? 1 John 4 and 2. Missionary Velvet. Praise the Lord.
1 John 4 and 2. "Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God."
Now, praise the Lord. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus has come in the flesh is of God. Now, when Jesus comes in you, sin goes out. Because light and darkness don't mix. You cannot mix Jesus with the devil. And people need to understand and know that. Jesus come to save you from your sin and take sin out of you. That's what he come for. Praise the Lord. Jesus come to change your life. And you won't even go back into that world again. That's why he gave his life on the Calvary's cross. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Not only to forgive sin, but to wash you and take away sin out of you. Now, a lot of people talk about the washing, but they don't give Jesus' blood the credit that it should to give him. Jesus' blood not only washes you and keeps you clean, but it takes away sin. Once it takes away the sin, how can you use them? Because they done took them away. And people need to understand and know that. Now, the people act like Jesus' blood is like taking a bath. You took a bath today, then you need to take a bath tomorrow. Then take a bath the next day, and the next day. But Jesus' blood is stronger than soap, stronger than Tide washing powders. It's stronger than Clorox bleach. Jesus' blood will wash you and clean you up and make you a clean person. And it takes one time for him to do it. And once he takes that sinful nature out of you, you will remain clean. And people need to understand and know that. A lot of people haven't been washed like they should be. They haven't been sanctified like they should be. That's the reason why they sin, because the sinful nature is still in them. You got preachers, sinful nature still in them. And when the sinful nature still in them, they're still child molesters. They still, amen, people that want to fornicate. Still got people that want to, praise God, amen, sin and do wrong and justify themselves when they get caught. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And those that got skeletons in the closet and then be sorrowful when the skeletons come out to embarrass them, then, praise God, it's because they haven't been washed in the blood. They haven't been delivered. But when Jesus delivered you and set you free, he makes you a clean person.
Amen.
Amen. And therefore, you can live a life with victory over sin and have the devil where he belongs, that's under your feet. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, every spirit that confessed that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And when you got Jesus in you, your life changes. Amen. That's why Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. And behold, all, not some things, but all things become new. Because Jesus changes your life.
Yes, he does.
Time out for playing church, people.
Amen.
You can go to hell sitting in the church like you can out there in the streets. People, we need to get it like the Bible said. Them old saints that sing that song, Missionary Velvet, is you got it, is you got it like the Bible said. Is you got it, is you got it, is you got it, is you got it like the Bible said. You're going to need it. You're
going to
need
it.
You're going to need it. You're going to need it like the Bible said.
Amen.
I'm telling you, I'm preaching what the Bible said, not what some theologian said, not what some person that learned from man's ideas out the seminary said. I'm preaching what this Bible said. Praise God. I'm telling you, amen. The Lord wants us to go through the blood, be washed in that blood. Let the Lord take away that desire of sin out of you so that you can live a life with victory, power over the devil. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Mr. Velvet, let's go to Hebrews, the 6th chapter, in verse number 1. Let's see what, amen, the writer said in Hebrews. Praise God. Amen. Because people need to understand, we need to graduate from repentance. Too many Christians are hanging their whole Christian life around repentance. But we need to graduate and move from repentance. What did the Bible say in Hebrews 6:1?
Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works in a faith toward God.
Y'all heard what that Bible said? Now, what you going to say? That part of scripture is wrong? Huh? Praise God. Amen. We need to move from repentance. That's what we need to do. Move from repentance. Amen. Don't spend your whole Christian life sinning and repenting every day. It's like you're building a house and turn down the foundation. Building a house, turn down the foundation. Building a house, turn down the foundation. When you going to put the sides up? When you going to put the roof on? I'm telling you. And you got Christians in their whole Christian life. You got preachers in their whole Christian life just sinning and repenting every day. 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 That's not holiness. You hear me? That's not serving God. That's a hypocrite. Jesus come to save you from your sins. Take sin out of you so you can start living holy. Living holy means a life free from sin. Your life changes. You're not like you used to be. Praise God. I'm telling you. And people need to understand, know that. Praise God. Amen. Some of these ways, some of these people live, I did that before I got saved. Amen. All that stuff. Amen. Praise God. The Lord come to save you from your sins so you can live right. When you live right, praise God, you can go through the day and sing that song all day long. I've been with Jesus. This has been a wonderful day. Done step one step higher up the King's Highway. Praise God. I know it's a powerful message. This is a powerful message. Praise God. Amen. I preach some deep teachings. Praise God. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Praise God. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message here. Praise God. Lord, look at our people in mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up, run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Let them know, Lord, you love them, Lord. Turn their life around. Change their lives. Lord, make their life brand new. Lord, go into the free world. Lord, let the people know that they got to be born again by the power of God. Lord, change their lives. Lord Jesus, turn their life around. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and pray. The song said, come to Jesus. He will save you. He will heal you. He will do whatever you need to fix you so you can be able to be ready to go with him when he come back. If you believe that message Ella Holmes was preached, you hold on to that. You claim your victory. That I've been forgiven for my sins. I've been set free, and I'm going to live holy for the rest of my days. Write us and tell us about it. Dover Haven Prison Bar, Ella Holmes and I love you. And we thank God for you because you are special to us. And God loves you with an everlasting love. I mean, he's there for you no matter what you're going through. That you can be free in your spirit behind prison bars. Those in the free world, thank you for your presence and your support. We continue to pray for you as you pray for us that God will reign in your life too. Remember that God loves you with everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I implore you, I encourage you to give him a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Praise God. Prisoners, you can write us for Bibles, other life-changing material. All material to prisoners are free. Spanish-speaking immigrants write for Spanish material. Jesus loved the Spanish-speaking people. To this broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with my one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that, if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.